My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the 26th day of April, 2024. Coming to you from somewhere on our way to the Bahamas on the Carnival Elation. I'll get to more of that in a minute. It's not a big news day today, folks. And also, because of the circumstances we're in, Carnival is really going out of their way to try to make up to everybody on board for the delay yesterday. And so they've got stuff scheduled like every 2 minutes all day today. So I thought, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to find a place that'll be quiet enough to do the show. The quietest place I could find running around this morning was in the casino. And you know what that sounds like. So I said, I'll just do the show from the room. So I came back up here to the room and set it up here. And hopefully the signal will work. I'm not entirely sure about that, but hopefully it will. All right. Anyway, we do have some news, although not much. We're going to talk about the Carnival Elation update. Two ships were diverted to Bermuda in 24 hours. Virgin Celebration voyages. Carnival Luminosa alters itineraries for its first Alaska sailing. And lots more today here at 11 o'clock. From the Carnival Elation. Today, guys, is National Pretzel Day. I like pretzels. I haven't seen one on the ship, so I doubt I can find a pretzel to celebrate today with you guys. But yeah, I'd be right in there if I had them. You know what I really like every now and then are the big Pennsylvania Dutch. I love them. So, anyway, National Pretzel Day. If you're listening via the podcast, hopefully I'll get the podcast up on time today after two disastrous days. I mean, eventually it got up, and the bad one from Monday got, or whatever day that was. I've lost track of the days now. Wednesday show was the bad one. It's all been re-edited and I hope is up. But anyway, if you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net or wherever you get your podcast from. All the big guys. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. If you are listening via a podcast, there's always a link in the description of the podcast if you want to jump over to the video feed so you can check out pictures or clips or interviews or whatnot from that day's show. Before we get to the news portion of today and talking about the carnival elation, the good, bad, and the ugly, and remarkably, it's mostly good, folks. I have to tell you that up front. I'd be one to be critical if need be, and I'm really not. But before we do that, let's see. We do have some stuff from Rochelle. Rochelle is in Penang, Malaysia. And again, a lot of these looks like one of the dancers. I'm not sure what all these are. I know there's a lot of Buddhist temples. Of course, you know, she's the church lady. No matter where she is, she's going to find her way into every church, cathedral, temple, you name it. I promise you, she's going to be there. Of course, she's done some of the most phenomenal cruises in the past. Since I sailed with her, it's been almost 2 years ago now. And she's been literally 10 times more places than I've been. And, you know, I've been getting pretty good at doing this. So, but yeah, Rochelle is just awesome. And one of these days, I'm going to make her at least tape an interview and give her the right to say, no, I don't want you to use that. She is so afraid for me to get her on the air. I wouldn't know what to say. Well, don't worry about that. I'll lead you to anything you want to say. So hopefully I'll get her one day. So I really think she'd be fascinating to talk to. All right. So I got to talk about the Carnival Elation. First of all, let me say that the 3-hour delay I thought was going to be one of the world's biggest cluster, you know what? I thought it was going to be just a total disaster embarking on this ship, and it was anything but that. It was so well done and so smooth, even though it was busy. And yeah, there was some waiting for some people. I didn't have any waiting. From the time I left my car until the time I got on the ship, despite the ramps here, wait till you see the pictures. I took one picture at the bottom of each leg of the ramp up to the seven decks up. Seven decks is where you go across an open air bridge. A little nervy, open air bridge into the Carnival Elation. So you got to get up there because you're starting at ground zero. Yeah, it's no, you know, 3 or 4 flights up on the elevator inside. Nah, this is up ramps all the way. But it was well done, organized. There were few, or if any, problems that I saw. And I mean, in no time at all, I was on the boat. So, well done to Carnival. Well done to Jacksport, the port in Jacksonville. So, we sailed 3 hours late, roughly. It was like 8 o'clock, something like that, when we actually got underway. I'd already had dinner. You know, there wasn't a whole lot going on the ship. I mean, the casino couldn't be open and some of the entertainment couldn't be out. There was some entertainment going on. But, you know, I had dinner and it was okay. It wasn't the greatest dinner I've ever had on a cruise ship, but it wasn't bad. Breakfast this morning, by the way, was really good. So, you know, we'll see how dinner is tonight. So, once we got going, you know, I thought, well, I'm going to get a chance to go under the bridge, you know, when they sail out from under the bridge in Jacksonville. I've been across that bridge a bunch of times. I did a video of crossing that bridge once. I thought, well, it'd be really cool. Maybe I can film going under the bridge. So I came down to the cabin to take the normal after dinner pills that I have to take. And I'm watching it on the TV. And when we finally got moving and got sailing, and I could see the bridge, you know, coming up in the distance, I ran upstairs to, actually I went out, I'm on deck 11. So I went on out on deck 11, and it had gotten dark. So there wasn't, I mean, even though the bridge is lit up, it was just kind of yucky. So I didn't really film going under the bridge. I witnessed going under the bridge. But all right, so about that time, we got a notice from the powers that be that says we're making a few changes, folks, because of the propulsion issues. And the changes are we're going to go to Nassau on Saturday, and we will go to Freeport on Sunday if they get the issue fixed. And they left it at that. They didn't say anything about times or anything else. That was just all we were given last night, which told me, well, they're still having issues. So I kind of checked during the night on the sailing speed, and it's around 15 knots. You know, I'm thinking, well, you know, most cruise ships today sail at 20 knots or 19 knots to 20, something to 21. So I'm thinking the 15 knots is where they're having issues. So I went down to try to come up with somebody that would give me a statement this morning. I told them what for. I was going to use it on the show today. So officials reported to me. It says, don't worry about it. Everything's back to hunky dory. The only thing that's possible now is that we may adjust the times in port slightly. But yeah, everything's back to normal. And I said, what do you mean back to normal? You're not sailing at normal speed. Oh, yeah. I said, this ship sails at 15 knots. 15 to 16, yeah, that's normal speed, depending on where we are and conditions. Well, I wasn't entirely sure about that. So I came back up to the room here, and the last time I checked, it's 13 knots. Now, it could be that there's, you know, conditions, whales, any number of things. You'd have to slow down some. So that was the report I got this morning, that everything's back to normal. It doesn't add up to me. I'm wondering if that's the face that they're trying to put on so people don't get upset with them. I don't know. I can't say to that. I just, of course, this is an older ship. It's possible that, you know, 15.6 knots is their sailing speed. I don't know that. Anyway, they're talking about that everything's going to be fine. Possibly some slight changes. I haven't got any more notices today, so we'll see. Now we're off the way. It's, you know, a lovely day. The weather's warm. Now you're wondering why I'm sitting here in a sweatshirt. It's because of the air conditioning. In my cabin, I got it off, totally off, and I'm still freezing. And so when I went to breakfast this morning, even though I had to go outside to get the, you know, up on Lido deck, you know, get around the pool and everything, so you're outside, you know, it was nice and warm. I mean, the weather's lovely. So, but I mean, you know, it's just moving. So it was, you know, a little windy, like it always is when you're on deck. But the cabins themselves, and I'm freezing. And I'm so glad there's a nice blanket on the bed, because I snuck up in the bed last night to try to keep icebergs from forming. I don't do well in air conditioning. A couple other things to mention. I mentioned how well both Carnival Elation and Jacksport did with the embarkation. It was unbelievable. I told you about the bridge. And I got to tell you something that Carnival does that I was somewhat surprised, but I'm glad they're doing it. And I think all the cruise lines need to do this. And that's with the muster drill. Now, we all know that it's a pain in the butt, and we all know we have to do it. So most of us, that's one of the first couple things you do when you get on the ship. Well, because of the day yesterday, and the timing, go grab something to eat, and then I'll take care of the rest of the business. So I went up and got a sandwich in the from the deli. That got good sandwiches. And I went over to get a Coke. You know, I had the package for Diet Coke. I'm not going to pay the Carnival price for booze. It's way too expensive for me. I'll just pay for my drinks as I have them. You know, put it on my account. I think I have a $100 onboard account anyway, so I got some money to spend. So I go up to get a Diet Coke, and I say, this is a Pepsi house, a Diet Pepsi. Bartender, and I said, I need a Diet Pepsi. And he says, okay, what's your, I haven't been to the room. Well, do you have your boarding pass? Yeah, I got the boarding pass. So I show him the boarding pass, and he goes over, and this is in the computer, and he says, you haven't been to your station yet. You have to do that first. I can't sell you a drink. I can't even sell you a Diet Pepsi. I said, no kidding. I said, okay. I mean, I got no problem with that. So I left. I was happy to be on the right deck for my muster station. I was lucky. I didn't have to catch an elevator. I went to the muster station, checked in with them. You know, they do the computer thing. Went back, got my Diet Pepsi and my sandwich, and sat down. Hey, so they want you to get a drink until you've been to the muster stage. That's all Carnival. I mean, that's why people don't take, and then they start drinking and get loaded and forget about it. Down and screaming with a loud speaker, this person, that person, go to the muster. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Congratulations, Carnival. I like it. I didn't mind at all. Normally, I would have done it anyway, but that's me. So, all right. I'll be back with a little bit of news we got after a quick break from our network sponsors. All right. So, the top story, folks. Comes from Royal Caribbean. Well, the top story other than Carnival. So Odyssey of the Seas diverted to Bermuda twice within a couple of hours. The first medical emergency impacted an Indonesia crew member. Crew members' identity, role on board, and nature of their condition was not disclosed, but it was determined that the 31-year-old needed more urgent care than the cruise ship medical team could provide. The crewman was taken to King Edward Memorial Hospital. Not long after that, and they had sailed again, a 74-year-old passenger began experiencing experience in her own medical crisis, with symptoms being in the late evening. As the Belgian guest's condition worsened, the cruise line made the decision to return to Bermuda's East End. So they turned around and went back. The unnamed passenger was accompanied by a member of the ship's medical staff, was also transported to King Edward Memorial Hospital to receive urgent care. Then Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas had to make their own emergency stop in Bermuda due to a medical emergency, arriving at the port's East End about 1 a.m. low time. This time, the guest in question was a 69-year-old U.S. resident. As with Odyssey of the Seas, the passenger was transported by ambulance to King Edward Memorial Hospital to receive treatment. Likewise, their identity and nature, condition, et cetera, was not released. Wow. That's three people, three different medical emergencies, all close enough to Bermuda. And they could just turn around and go in and stick them in an ambulance and send them to the hospital. That's awesome. So, all right. Cruise around the world with the wind.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Cruise around the world with the Will Model C2. That's the chair that I use. Our chairs will easily fit through accessible cabin. Wow, I'm not hearing that at all. I hope you guys are hearing that. Good morning, chilly morning, everybody, the cruise. Now, nobody's screaming that I can't hear me. I could not hear the commercial. Oh, well. Sorry about that. So we'll just go on to the next story. So, I don't often get to talk about Boy George on this show. Matter of fact, I don't think I've ever talked about Boy George on this show. Virgin Voyage is set to sail into its second annual Virgin Celebration Voyage, featuring legendary guests like Sir Richard Branson and Boy George. The expanded series includes three tailored voyages. Now, there's a lot more than just Branson and Boy George. I mean, they got a bunch of Virgin folks speaking and all kinds of hierarchy bigwigs from all over the corporate structure. This year, the Virgin Celebration Voyage series will set sail across all three of the ships from Virgin Voyages, Valiant Lady, Scarlet Lady, and Resilient Lady, each with its own theme and destinations. The first celebration cruise will kick off in Miami on August the 30th aboard Valiant Lady. The five-day cruise will sail to Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic and Virgin's private island beach club at Bimini in the Bahamas. Scarlet Lady, which can accommodate up to 4,400 passengers and crew, will embark on her celebratory cruise from Barcelona on September 1st. The ship will navigate through the heart of the Mediterranean with stops in Marseille and Cannes and Mallorca. with an overnight stay in Ibiza. The final celebration will launch on September the 3rd, departing from Portsmouth in the UK. The 2,700-passenger Resilient Lady will explore Amsterdam, Zeebrugge, Belgium, focusing on picture settings in Northern Europe. So, that's pretty cool, I guess. Boy George and Sir Richard Branson. What a pair. And finally today, folks, Carnival Luminosa. So, on May the 1st, Carnival Luminosa will depart from Seattle for her first official sailing of the Alaska season. While this will not be the first time she's visited Alaskan ports of call this year, they are part of an itinerary for the ship's 30-night repositioning cruise from Brisbane, Australia, to Seattle that departed on April 1st. This is the ship's first exclusive Alaska voyage of 2024. The 8-night sailing will depart Seattle on Wednesday the 1st, with scheduled visits to Icy Strait Point, Juneau, Skagway, Tracy Ann Fjord, Ketchikan, and Victoria before returning to Seattle on the 9th of May. Book guests have now received an email notification that the first two ports of call will be slightly altered. The original schedule was to have Carnival Luminosa visiting Icy Strait Point from 12 to 8 on Friday, May the 3rd, followed by a visit to Juneau from 7 to 9 on Saturday, May the 4th. It should be noted that neither port is canceled, only the times are going to be adjusted. Carnival Luminosa should still be visiting each destination on the appropriate scheduled day. The scurry thing from this is they haven't announced what the time changes are. They've only announced that they're going to change them. You know, why? That one makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. Why in the world would they not announce what the changes are? A chance to get a second bite of the apple publicly? I don't know. Speaking of Alaska, let's see if it'll work this time. Would you like to see me get chased by a bear? You might just get your chance when you cruise with Chili to Alaska. Grand Princess sails August 14th from Vancouver to Anchorage. Starts as low as $395 per person plus taxes and port charges. That's Alaska Cruise with Chili. Just give me a call. 434-258-9264, and we'll go to Alaska in August. And they have released some more cabins. Unfortunately, they're only for two people. I'm still looking for a balcony for four. That's just not going to happen. All right, so that wraps up the news portion of today's show. Told you it wasn't a whole lot of news, folks. So let's go see who's in the chat room fussing at me today. Gretchen's here. Bob's here. Good morning, y'all. Giffy Woods. That's an ex person. Says hi. Hello to you. Glad you're with us. Sonny's with us down in Mississippi. There's Mike from across the pond. Excuse me. Across the pond. Katie's here. Steve's with us out in Kentucky. Gary, older than dirt. Hi, Gary. I was thinking about you yesterday. I got a couple things to do for us for our cruise coming up that I've been putting off and putting off and putting off. I got to knock them out. So I'll do that next week when I get home. So, Todd's here. Says to enjoy the cruise. Well, I always enjoy cruises. I'm going to go out today. I mean, you know, I don't have a group on this cruise, so I don't have to worry about other people. So I'm going to, I've done some filming. I'm going to do some more filming today. I'd like to get in the sun a little. I mean, I can't get in the sun a whole lot because of the stupid meds I'm on. But I like to get in the sun some. And yeah, so I'm going to enjoy that. I don't have any massive plans for either protocol, although I might go by the excursion desk just to make sure that I don't have any nice, accessible excursions. But I might check on that. But other than that, this is going to be a kind of a relaxing, you know, I'll do my usual accessibility studies. I've only found one little glitch so far on the ship. But very little, thus far. My cabin is, it's perfect. Automatic door, outside, inside, automatic bathroom door. You know, everything's push button. I have not surveyed all the restrooms, but everyone that I've seen so far that are, you know, marked handicap accessible are all automatic. So for an older ship and just to have one little doorway glitch, and I mean, I got in and out of it. Okay. It's just hard to navigate. I mean, that's pretty good, folks, for an older ship. So they've done a really good job on bringing this ship along on accessibility issues. Katie says the only Carnival cruise I've been on was Inspiration that no longer exists. I went on her two times out of Tampa. Not the nicest ship, but I had fun and the food was good. This is the same size ship as Inspiration. The layout is somewhat similar to Inspiration. There is one that I find totally unusual setup, but I've also found this on, like it was the same on Carnival Sunrise. On deck 8, there are two main dining rooms. One is in the center of the ship. One is in the end of the ship. If you are in the front of the ship or the center of the ship, you can't get to the dining room that's at the back of the ship, which is the one that I'm in, Inspiration dining room. You have to go to the elevator. You have to go to the casino, go through the casino. They force you to walk through the casino, folks, despite the smoking in there. And this one, thankfully, is not as bad as many that I've seen that you get forced to go through smoking. Of course, I wasn't in there when it was busy last night, so I don't know how that's going to be. But you have to go through the casino and to the Alchemy Bar. In the elevator at the Alchemy Bar, you have to go downstairs to deck 8 to get the Inspiration dining room. It's a strange setup, I think. But, I mean, you know, it's a lovely dining room. Yeah, it wasn't the best meal I've had, but it wasn't bad. You know, the cheesecake was excellent. The shrimp cocktail, I got 2 shrimp cocktails. You know what I mean? So I had a strip steak. And strip steaks are not my favorite cut of steak to start with. So, and it tasted all right. It was just a little tough. Huh? I'm not complaining, you know. I won't do that again. That's all. So, anyway, so I'm going to, you know, very impressed so far with the Elation on accessibility issues. Shallow Live. I don't know that person. Is that a, that doesn't look like an X. "Welcome aboard, Shallow Live," Joanne said. "Odyssey just started sailing from New Jersey." "Yes." Shallow Live says, "I love you." "Oh, you know, that's a bummer." "Happy weekend, everyone. Happy sailing, Chili." "Thank you, Joanne." You know, I'm always happy when I'm on a ship. I don't care what the ship is, where I'm going. You know, this is what I like. As long as I can do it, as long as I can keep motoring around in this chair. By the way, folks, just those of you that have been following me for a while, I have not had my oxygen on since right after I got on the ship yesterday. So that would have been about, 2:30 or something. As soon as I got on board, one of the first things I did was turn it off. I haven't had it on since. And that includes walking around the cabin. I mean, I'll get up and walk to the bathroom in here because it's only 4, 5, 6 steps. Yeah, normally I got to have the oxygen going to do that. I've got it here under my feet in the chair if I need it. I haven't needed it at all. Didn't use it last night at all. So that's a good thing. I like that. Sonny says only one Carnival ship. It was older, was nice, and food was good. Yeah. I'm impressed so far with the entertainment that I've listened to or seen. I filmed one little group last night. I haven't had a chance to process the video, get it up. It'll be up probably sometime today. They had a couple guys that playing electric violins that were really good. So I didn't make it to the piano bar. Didn't start until 9 o'clock last night. I didn't get there. I wasn't out about that late. Comedy club was packed for the early, right after dinner. And I was hoping to catch the bridge, so I didn't even want to try to get into that. And then, it had two later shows. So I'll check that out. I didn't make it to the theater last night for the, welcome aboard show kind of thing that they do down there. But what I've seen so far has been, like I say, I've been very impressed and expecting it to be a lot worse with all the business with 3 hours late and everything. Be interesting now to see about the speed issue and if in fact they were telling me straight up this morning or if they were covering up. We'll see. I'll let you know on that. Let's see. Katie says the chef was Greek, and there was lots of Greek dancing in the dining room. That's cool. That's always fun. Yeah, once upon a time, I did some Greek dancing. Yeah, glad you're able to breathe. Yeah, me too. What does Gary say? Sounds like you need to purchase full-time cruise. Yeah, well, I've thought about that. I'm not gonna go broke to live on a cruise ship. But I might have to turn the oxygen on in 5 minutes. Who knows? But and I don't know. Maybe it's the humidity. Maybe it's being at sea level. I don't know. I mean, I know I did really well in water. By the way, they do have a lift for the pool. I don't know if I'll use it or not, but there is a lift. So we'll see. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. No promises on doing anything more this weekend other than pop-ups, when I just decide to do something live. And who knows when and where that might happen. I will check on the news sources. Anything major happens, I'll throw a show together and come on live. And Monday, I'm not sure, since we'll be disembarking and I'll be jumping in the car. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll just cancel Monday and maybe do a show Sunday. That would be nice. Do a show Sunday and cancel Monday, because that's going to hit me. I'm not even sure how they disembark and so forth here, and getting in the car and heading out. And then, you know, I send my computer and stuff down the night before with my luggage, so I don't have to deal with any of that. I'll do a show. There we go. How's this planning on the fly? I'll do a show Sunday morning. Sunday morning from Freeport. Because, you know, I don't have anything special to do in Freeport. I've been there 50 times. That's what I'll do. I'll do a show Sunday and no show Monday. So tell all your friends about that, folks. We'll change up the schedule. Yeah, well, that's known as changing on the fly, but that's okay. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. Again, thanks for being here. Don't forget, smash that thumbs up button. Also, please, if you haven't subscribed, please consider subscribing. That helps the channel out a bunch. We're heading for 10,000 subscribers by the second Tuesday of next week. All right, guys, as always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. I don't care what ship it's on. Let's just get together and sail. See you guys next time. Later, y'all.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The more MQLs, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.